What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives or scythes with?
I believe some people call them an emery board.
Okay.
I used to just call it a sharpening rock.
Okay. That's, I'd rather, you know, the sharpening rock's what I'm interested in, because that's what you'd say. Now, let's see, would you help me draw some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use around here?
Wooden fences?
Uh-huh. Describe sort of a general outline of the way they're constructed.
Something like that. I don't know whether I'm doing it right or not, but that's the way the fences used to be.
Uh-huh.
And we'd climb over.
And what would you call that? What kind of fence?
I don't know whether it had a name or not.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, were these with rails?
Yeah, uh-huh. They were rails there.
And they was, oh, I know, like this, is this?
Uh-huh, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Made that way.
And they zigzagged.
Uh-huh, yep, going along that way.
Okay. And let's see, what about a little fence that has a point up at the top that people sometimes put around gardens or around their houses?
Picket fence?
Yeah. Now, is that a good description of a picket fence?
It kind of made me think that's what you was talking about.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's a pretty good description or not.
But anyway, this is the general idea.
Uh-huh.
And now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences besides these two?
No, let me see. Well, they have just nailed straight planks around, have posts in the ground,
uh-huh,
and then nailed straight planks around.
You mean planks that are this way instead of this way?
They have a post, you know.
Yeah. I'll let you do some odd work.
Now, like, here's the post,
uh-huh,
and then the plank runs this way. Like that.
Yeah, okay. And would you call this a plank fence or
a board fence? I think people call it.
Okay. Now, are all rail fences constructed pretty much the same way, or are there some that are constructed differently?
Well, I have seen some that look different, but I couldn't describe them.
Okay. if too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
What do you call low ground in a river valley?
Low ground in a river valley?
Mm-hmm, where people might plant some corn or something right around the river or a creek.
Let's see. River bottom.
Okay.
Well, I had to think about that. I don't know much about it, just have to say what I've heard.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Now, let's see, will you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mercy, I don't think I know.
Well, now, there's some of them that have a hard surface, and there's some of them that get all muddy.
Well, I can think of a dirt road right straight.
Okay, and what else? That's a dirt road.
Well, gravel.
Okay.
And then the paved.
Okay. Now, what would you call a paved road with a black surface? Do you have a special name for
that? They call them blacktop.
Okay. And what about one with a light colored surface?
I don't think I've heard them call what they're called, a light.
Okay.
Hard surface is all I know.
Okay. What do you call a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Uh,
Oh, do you have a term for that?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't have a term for that either. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road?